Mike Cal, the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Ice Cube is here and making his way into the building. What, is he getting stopped by people?
No, you just got people milling around out there. Like, come on. Act like you've been here before.
Who, if you think there was ever a time where Ice Cube was gangbanging in L.A. and he'd think he'd be worth $140 million and people would be clamoring around for him. Good for him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good for him. Ice Cube is promoting his new movie, Fist Fight, which we will be talking about with Charlie Day when he comes in the studio.
Looks
and
like
Tracy Morgan.
Funny.
And
looks like it'd be really
funny. Oh, hey, look at you. You look like a superstar. Ice Cube is here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
A pleasure to have you in here.
Hey, man, it's real good to be here, man.
Which one's the guy with the gun? You know, one of those guys?
No, I don't need nobody with no gun. Them days is over.
No, they're not. Somebody's mad at you. Somebody's jealous.
I'm too rich for that.
You are.
We just
looked it up. Howie Mandel just called the show.
Yeah.
And I talked about, so Howie Mandel's been like famous since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So he's got to be rich. So we looked it up, and I said, "What is he like worth $80 million?" I said, $40 million.
Which is great.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great bang out. Ice Cube says $140 million. Well, that's not counting the mattress cash.
You know, don't believe everything you see on the internet. Man.
It's more than that? Man. You say it's just more than that?
I don't believe everything.
How many kids do you have?
Four.
Are you so proud of your son for that performance in Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, you know, we super proud of him.
I mean, I felt like I was watching you. Not only did he look like you, but he acted like we think we know you are who you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then Eazy-E, I only know from seeing on TV and stuff. But that guy who played Eazy-E, I mean, I felt like I was in that movie. I really did. I felt like they used the real guys for that.
Yeah, you know, it was a trip. You know, even shooting the movie and seeing it cut together, I had to keep reminding myself that, you know, these are actors. This is not us.
Yeah.
So I knew if it had that effect on me, that the audience
was going to love it.
That they was going to love the movie.
Were you surprised how many, like, that it got the fame that it got from people who didn't even know? Like, there were people who had no idea what NWA was, but they were like, it was just such a really good film.
Well, I mean, we knew we made a great movie,
yeah.
You know, and our movie is not just about rap, you know, it's about brotherhood, it's about break up the makeup, it's about rags to riches,
yeah.
It's about David versus Goliath, it's, you know, so it's a lot of stories that's universal in the movie, so we knew, you know, we hit these universal themes, and, you know, people were gonna want to roll with us.
One of the things is, and I'm not going to lie, when F the Police came out, my dad was in law enforcement. He was a corrections officer, but I didn't have that. And plus, I was white, and I grew up in New York, so I didn't have that same anger that you probably did. But it was really through.
I mean, I think there's some white kids out there that
yeah, but not me. I was like a good mama's boy.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying I didn't. At first, I was like, why would they mess with the police? But then when you see Boys in the Hood and you see NWA, that one scene where you guys are standing outside the recording studio and the cops roll up on you, I bet that happened a lot more than one time, and I can understand a little bit better where the anger came from.
Yeah, they would sweat us all the time right there in Torrance, you know, working on the record, because it was a Mexican food spot that we would all walk to.
Right.
And the cops really didn't want us walking around there. You know, they didn't mind us just parking and going in the studio, but when we start walking around and going down the street and all that, they would jack us multiple times.
Even the black cops are mean to you.
Yeah. Man,
yeah.
You know, because it's a mentality. You
right.
Know, it's a blue thing. It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's a blue thing. And citizens need to realize, you know, that you know, they really see themselves as, you know, us versus them on a lot of levels. And, you know, so black cops, you know, once they put on their uniform,
it's
most
a whole
of the
different
time,
thing.
You know, they do their thing and you know, I guess, you know, try to prove that they're blue.
Yeah.
Know, and that they're not.
You think
know.
It's got any better since the 80s?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you're in a different neighborhood.
Well, a lot of things, you know, didn't get recorded in the 80s. So you don't really No, but now you're seeing a lot of stuff recorded, and you're still only getting a fraction of what's really happening out there. So I think it's always been bad, and it's never been, you know, like, oh, it's better, or it's this. Right. It's just always been an issue. So, you know, I just think, you know, it hasn't gotten any better.
The one thing I do want to have the complaint about for Straight Outta Compton,
yeah,
was in that same scene, mm-hmm, where Jerry came out and he said, these are just young artists who are doing nothing, and you got, something tells me some of you weren't all that nice. Like somebody, somebody was smoking pot or some. At some point, you guys weren't just, we're just writing down words on a piece of paper.
I mean, everybody was trying to transition into being
full time artists.
Into, you know, it was a hobby until they start paying us.
Right.
Then it became like, yo, we real artists. So, you know, it's a thing where, you know, I think all new artists, you know, always have a little spillover from where they came from.
Who's the best rapper now?
As far as what?
I don't know, newer rappers. Like, who do you like? Who do you think?
I mean, ain't nobody better than me.
I mean, all right, after Ice Cube, who would you say? Like, you don't like Drake, right? That's not your thing.
No, Drake is dope.
Drake is cool. You like that?
Drake is dope. I mean,
like,
you know, he's like a dope artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He knows how to put a record together. So, you know, I got to give him props on that.
Who's the most legit hardcore guy besides you?
It's no such thing as legit hardcore guy. Because
everybody
is you commit a crime and it's not rapping no more. It's not hip hop. It's criminal activity. So it's no way to be the hardest, legitest guy.
Yeah.
You know, you either can flow or you can't. You either got topics or you don't.
Wow, you definitely have matured from that time, man. You're a different guy. That's a great way.
I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't no youngster no more, so I can definitely put everything in perspective.
How old of a guy are you?
You know, old enough. What you got? What you got?
I'm just curious.
I mean, you done looked it up already.
No, I didn't. I'm 45 and I feel very old this year.
Why?
I don't know. I just...
Man, I feel young, man.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're all young.
No. Nope.
Yeah, man.
I got to go get glasses now. I'm starting... Like, I feel like my warranty's expiring. Things are going... My knees click a little bit.
I agree with Ice Cube. We're young. You're old.
Yeah. Well, that might be
but
true.
But there's some young dudes that wear glasses. So what's up? There's some teenagers wear glasses.
I know.
So
it's just
trip off that.
Now, fish fight. Let's talk about this.
Fish fight.
Wow. Did you write any of this or you just acting in it?
Just acting in
okay.
it. You know, it's a funny movie.
It looks hilarious. I watched the trailer a bunch of times.
Yeah, I saw it before we knew you were coming in. I was like, this looks like it's going
to
be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those movies. You know, it's like what you go to the movies for. You know, one of those popcorn, feel good, have fun, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High kind of deal.
It's about teachers who are having a schoolyard fight after the school.
Yeah, you know, it's about teachers who, you know, everybody on every job. It's some person at that job that's this close from getting their ass whooped. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes.
And they don't know it. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
So this is that movie where, you know, this dude is fed up. You know, I play a teacher named Mr. Strickland. And I'm fed up with this teacher who gets me fired.
Right.
And, you know, it's on at 3 o'clock.
Now that's Charlie Day, right?
Yeah, Charlie Day.
Did you watch It's Always Sunny? Did you know Charlie before the movie?
Yeah, I was a big fan of Charlie. You know, I love his style of comedy.
Yeah.
You know, I knew he'd be perfect, you know, to pair up against me and him with this subject matter. So it just works, you know. We just got a great chemistry.
It's great because you and Kevin Hart are great together.
Yeah, Kevin.
Because you play the legit angry guy. And to see you now with Charlie, where he's already paranoid as it is and every other thing that he does, the two of you together, it looks hilarious. And Tracy Morgan's in it.
Yeah, Tracy is funny. You know, this is his first movie back, you know, since the accident. So, you know, he's still funny, still crazy, still Tracy.
He is, I can tell you right now, out of all the years I've been doing this, he is the most insane guest we've ever had in the studio.
Without a doubt. You know, unfiltered. You know, this dude don't care.
He does not care at all.
I mean, you like comedians like that.
That's how you want it, and everybody's afraid to say things.
Yep.
And Tracy's not afraid at all.
No, not at all.
Because
he's old school with it.
He is absolutely old school. Now, this movie doesn't come out until February.
February 17th.
And you're out here. Are you down here for the championship game or just to promote the movie?
I'm out here for a little both. You know what I mean?
You like college football? I couldn't care less. It's here and I don't care at all.
I mean, I love it at this point.
Right.
You know, it's kind of hard because, you know, you don't really, you know these cats.
Right.
But you know, they're great athletes. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's a good atmosphere.
You know, it's a lot of scoring.
Yeah.
You know, you watch these games and it might be 50 to 60, you know, and you watch NFL, it might be 9 to 6.
Yeah,
you know
it was 6-7 for most of the game yesterday.
It's like, you know, so, you know, they got an exciting brand of football.
Yeah.
And, you know, college is a great, you know, tradition in this country. And people get excited. And I'm excited to go over there and step on the field, you know.
Yeah.
I might do a down and out.
A button hug. Oh, yeah.
You're right. I'm the only one that feels old. I could do a down and out. I'd pass out at the 30-yard line. Ice Cube is in the studio with us. I'll tell you one of the other things that I loved about Straight Outta Compton was, man, you guys just had the pick of girls back in the day, didn't you?
It was crazy.
It was, I mean, that must have been a great life.
It was crazy. It was insane. And it was not natural.
No.
No, it wasn't.
What's the most girls you've ever been with at one time?
Come on, man.
I asked Michael Irvin that, and he made me guess, and I guessed 3, and he said it was like 7 or something.
Oh, he said, you said 5, and he said north of that.
Yeah. Good for him.
A real man won't speak on that, brother.
Well, you know, you got to understand. You got to understand. Yeah. For guys that are never going to have that opportunity, we have to live through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's been a lot. Like, you know, Motley Crue, the rock band Motley Crue?
Yeah.
They used to do a thing before they went out on tour where they'd set the bar. Whoever slept with the oldest person won. And I'm wondering, let me just throw this out there and you tell me yes or no. Ever mother-daughter?
Look, man. Listen.
I mean, that's in my
mind. Fist Fight's a great movie. February 17th.
And I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it's going to be great. And then the whole time I'm gonna watch it on the screen and be like, he definitely did a mother-daughter. All right, tell me about this. What about when you go to other countries? Because you guys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. And when you go to other countries, are you amazed or in the beginning, were you amazed that they knew the music so well? Because other countries, to me, I'm like, they don't even get to hear it. I don't know. It's so foreign, literally.
It's amazing to me, you know, that you can go to a country, you know, like Japan and, you know.
Isn't it weird to watch
Japanese
people?
Might not speak English, but they know your words.
Yeah.
They, like, rock into your music. And, you know, it is an amazing phenomenon. That just lets you know the power of music. You know, it's one of those things. It's like comedy. You know, everybody, you know, likes to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, wants to hear a good song or likes a good song. So, you know, it's just the power of music. It's a universal language. So it's amazing. But when you really break it down, you know, I think that's the only thing that really can break through all barriers.
Sure.
Is music.
Music. Yeah. I don't know. Are your parents, is your mom alive?
Yeah, everybody's alive.
How happy is your mom? Because she was probably like, there's no way little O'Shea is going to come out to be. No way he's going to know. And then he went, when you're like, I want to be a rapper, she's going to be like, oh, God, now look at you.
No, she was supportive.
Yeah?
Because anything that would keep me from hanging out, anything that would keep me from just, you know, just gang. Thanks, homie. I appreciate it. Brought me some coffee. Anything that would keep me from just going full out gang banging,
right,
was positive to her. So, you know, if it was like hanging out with Dr. Dre or hanging out on the corner, you know, it was like, go with Dre, you know. So,
man, he's a doctor.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So, you know, that's what it is. So, it was just, you know, it was supportive because, you know, really, when you really in the hood, you don't want to just waddle and hang out. You trying to figure out how you gonna get up out of here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who are you tightest with? Any of those guys? Any NWA guys now? Like, who would you say?
Me and Ren are tight.
Yeah.
Me and Yella. Me and Dre are tight.
Yeah.
You know, but as tight as grown men with careers can be.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like.
Text you every once in a while.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Every once in a while we get together or, you know, when I go out on tour, I bring Ren and Yella sometimes. And,
yeah.
You know, they rock with me. So it's fun to just relive and see how far we've come from the days when we were, you know, fussing and cussing at each other back in them old studios.
Oh, when you stood on stage, all of you together at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I thought they have to be sitting there looking at themselves from the outside now going, look at us. Look at all the stuff we've been through and where everybody, first of all, nobody believed in rap. Nobody believed in NWA. Now you're getting a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everybody's out there applauding you. That had to be the greatest feeling.
It's great, you know, to be recognized, you know, especially how despised we were when
right.
we first came out. You know, even the industry didn't want to support us, you know, in a lot of ways. So to have it come full circle and for us to get validation in a way in the business,
yeah,
it is a great feeling. And, you know, even this year, Straight Outta Compton ends up winning a Grammy, you know, like, you know, one of those.
Yeah, we owe it to you.
Lifetime achievement. Yeah. We should have gave it to
Sorry,
you.
Sorry. Yeah. Milli Vanilli was so popular.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, you know, it's cool. We'll take it. You know what I mean? I wish Easy was here.
Yeah.
Because he was the one who, you know, who was the champion. He was the one who was the, you know, the flag bearer of just kind of hip hop. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wish he was here. So it's a little bittersweet.
Still, it was good that you guys got recognized. If I can ask you, this is what. See, now, you got to keep in mind, we don't know you as a person. We only know the persona. So for you to be drinking Starbucks right now, it shows a side of you that I never. What's the one thing you do that I wouldn't believe? Like, I always see Rev run in bubble bath. what do you do that people will be like,
what do you
so
mean,
surprised?
Man?
Like, I know
I'm
you're
normal,
just a normal. I know you're a normal guy, but in my mind, we put you in.
Gas, but I go to
I don't mean that. I mean, like,
to Target. Some, what?
You don't roll up in Target.
I'll roll up in Target in a minute.
Man. How funny would that be? You're walking through Target and you see Ice Cube, you'd be like, no
Dude,
way.
You'd be surprised when you see Ice Cube, you know, CVS everywhere.
You're just the most normal dude?
Man, please, I'm not going to change who I am because, you know, everybody else is tripping on me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm still who I am. I like who I am. You know, I'm not a persona. I'm a real flesh and blood.
Yeah, you're a real dude.
So, you know, going and doing my own thing is fun. And
My wife's a huge rap fan.
Yeah.
She loved NWA. She loves Wu-Tang. And I got to tell you what she said. I said, hey, you know, Ice Cube's coming in the studio on Monday. And she was like, get out of here. And I said, yeah. And she goes, she's never wanted to come in. And she's like, I might have to come in and meet Ice Cube. And I was like, no, you're not coming. And I said, that's cool, whatever. And she goes, we should take a picture with Ice Cube and the kids and make it our Christmas card next year. And I looked at her and I just stared at her and she goes, it would be worth taking them out of school for.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Your wife is a real. She's true. Like,
how great would that be if we had Ice Cube in our Christmas card? I said, maybe next year we'll save it.
Who you, the Grinch? Man, where the kids at? Where the wife? We're supposed to be
You're
taking
kidding
pictures.
Me? If I roll in and I was like, excuse me, Mr. Q, before you leave, would you mind taking a family picture with my kids?
Can you put the Santa hat on?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll stop at the Santa hat.
We're all going to sit on your lap if that's okay. I love it. Man, first of all, thank you for coming in here today.
Oh, thanks
I appreciate
for having
it.
Me, man.
Fist Fight is the movie. February 17th, it opens. You make great comedies. You make great movies, but, man, Barbershop, the Kevin Hart movie. Friday.
By the
of
way,
course.
That was great. I loved how you guys had that in Straight Outta Compton where you were writing the
movie.
Yeah. That was such a cool little crossover.
Pretty cool.
By the way, that's my other best friend, Faison Love. Faison's my boy.
Big Worm.
me and Faison are working on a TV show together.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, maybe you want to get behind it, produce it a little bit. We're two ex-enforcers. Like, he worked for a drug dealer, I worked for the mob guy, and we both live in New Jersey, and we want to get out of the business. So we decide we're going to go on a straight road and get away, but something keeps coming up. Like, his mama's got to go into a nursing home. We need the money, so we got to do one more job. So it's always us having to do one more job.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you bid on it if you want.
I got you.
And then drive around in a Miata.
Yeah, we only have one car. We have to share the car. It's just me and him in a Miata.
I mean, I'll buy the script just to see y'all two in a Miata. That's the script. That's the movie right there.
All right, that'll work. Listen, Fist Fight looks great. Ice Cube, Charlie Day, Tracy Morgan. They're fighting in the schoolyard. They're teachers. It's tough. It's tough, Ice Cube. I like that. I don't want to see. Don't make any like breakdown emotional movies. Don't ruin my image of you.
Okay. Yeah. No nice cube.
You could be a little nice, but don't do anything where they got you crying. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
I mean, unless
real men cry.
When's the last time you cried?
I cried Saturday when the Raiders lost.
That's a football cry. You didn't cry. You were sad, but you didn't cry.
That was a snotty nose.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, booger nose cry.
Yeah. Seriously, when's you ever tear up during a commercial?
Like a commercial?
Yeah, like we have
Publix.
Publix. Yeah. We have a supermarket chain down here that's constantly throwing like if you show me one of those videos where the soldier comes home and surprises their kid at school, I'm gonna be like,
yeah,
that'll get you. That's late at night YouTube when nobody's looking, crying.
No.
All right, that's what I want. That's what I'm saying.
You do not let me down. Fist Fight, you're gonna love it.
I'm gonna love Fist Fight.
No crying in Fist Fight. Except for Charlie Day, he do a lot of crying.
I fear though at the end of this movie because of the way it's set up that Charlie will get the best of you. I don't want you to spoil it, but I fear that is the case.
Never know.
Please.
Look at you with your sleeves all rolled up.
No,
we're looking at a clip.
I whoop Charlie's ass.
Okay, I know you would. I know you would. Whose ass would you kick if you could? Like now, like if you weren't rich and famous, if you're like, man, I would have. Like I still think about guys from high school I want to beat up.
I really don't have nobody like that anymore. You know what I mean? It's like.
Just because you're happy, you're sane now.
I got a good thing going on. I ain't trying to go to jail.
All right, I got you.
All right.
Listen, it's been a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you for being super cool.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, man.
Just nod, mother, daughter. Like, just you don't have to say it.
You know.
We'll take a break. It's the Mike Calder Show.
The Mike Calder Show on 102.5 The Bone.